you have a, what do you call a rack that has legs like this that you use for sawing planks?
No, we always call them sawhorses.
When you took one of those sawhorses and put a plank on it, and put a kid on each end, or maybe you had a log.
For a seesaw.
Yeah.
We got to where we've got, I don't know whether any of them, it is up there where Roy lives, that had old schoolhouse. They take them 2x12, you know, and then put another one shorter than it, about this old, it was about 16 feet. And then they put one about 8 feet in under it. And then take some strap iron, you know, and bolt it up again this 2-inch pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't come off, there's no coming off. And just, if one's a little heavy, now he'll have to set a little further up on the board.
Uh-huh.
That's what they used down here a long time, but they finally got some playground stuff and then finally went plumb out of business. I sure hate to see that school go.
Yeah, but it's a break for the kids, I guess. Get them in where they can get courses in science now.
Yeah.
Get laboratories and all that sort of stuff. But it sure takes a lot more time to get to school. Some of them get there all right.
Well, our trouble here is that some has to go so far, and when it gets wet and muddy, these roads just ain't good enough for that.
Oh, school bus won't make it, huh?
Well, it makes it most of the time, but a lot of times you don't get there at 10, 11 o'clock. And then he'll have to start back in a little while. They can't get over half of the time in, or a third.
Yeah. Did you ever take a wagon wheel, put it in the ground, bury the axle in the ground, put a board on it? Take a stump, bore a hole in a board, and put a pin in the stump? Have the thing go round and round and round?
Yeah, I never did fool that much, but I've seen them happen that way.
What did they call those things?
I don't know. I recollect we, in 1917, I got at least 270 acres of land down here, and Dad and them moved down on it. They taken the running gears of an old buggy, and some of the neighbor boys and baby brother, and they rigged them up, taking the tongue and everything out and put a steering wheel thing on, taking an old grapevine and made that wheel, you know. Didn't have no brake to that. Get up on them steep hills and say that thing get to make a notch and get it got out the bottom.
This fellow with the black green pickup.
Well, get out, get out. Won't take you long.
Well, Nudie, 36 years.
No, he's been. Year after I was born. Did you have sleds here at all, for
a what?
Sled? Or sleds?
Hello. Well, Mr. Bagley, me trying to tell him what a suck egg how much it's been.
Just ask him if he had a sled.
He just asked me if I had a sled. Well, I used to have one, but I hate them all.
Did you have any special word for holding that thing up against your chest and then taking a run on a hill? Slamming down on the thing and sliding down on your stomach?
I never done none of that.
No, that's good for you. Loosen all your teeth.
Yeah, it'll do that.
I used to do it a little while playing basketball.
Did you ever take a forked stick and make one of those...
nigger shooters, we call them.
Yeah.
Slingshots, what mm-hmm. they call them.
Where'd you get your rubbers?
Bought them at drugstore.
Yeah, just about have to do that now.
I never could get a hold of them, these old inner tubes good enough to make them like little ones.